USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is confirming President Biden has been briefed on at least two explosions that happened outside the Kabul airport in Afghanistan. The explosions happening hours after Americans in Kabul were advised to leave the airport immediately. Indiana Republican Senator Jim Banks sits on the Senate Home Services Committee. He says this all could have been avoided.
If we would have kept a small footprint of special operations, counterterrorism-focused troops in Afghanistan through all of this, and if we would have kept the Bagram airfield open rather than rely on the very inefficient Kabul public airport where you're seeing the images of, this situation could have unfolded a whole lot more effectively and in a much better way than what it has.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.